go on this ride, but I got a hand to hold. It feels just right. You make me laugh, you make me high, you make me wanna hold on.
Picket fence, 09 yards, before you get yourself down the road that far. Let me tell you where you are. Man, you're working on your next broken heart. She's Miss, she's Miss, she's Miss Gone by morning. Yeah, she's a hurricane coming gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Well, ain't no man gonna hold her. She's an empty glass while you're still pouring. Ain't no happy ever after ending to your story. Well, you might be sad for a while, but you're gonna wake up with a big old smile. Cause she's Miss, she's Miss, she's Miss Gone by morning. Yeah, she's a hurricane coming gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Well, ain't no man her down. That sweet little lady's broken every heart in this town. Here we go. Oh, come on now. Be together with you in her arms and holding on. Like I was betting that she'd never leave me. Always be together with me, then I won't come alone. She's Miss, she's Miss, she's Miss Gone by morning. She's a hurricane coming gone before you hear that warning. Brother, forget about forever bound. Ain't no man gonna hold her. Broken every heart in this town. Well, now that sweet little lady's broken every heart in this town. You're gonna miss. You're
all week on your pretty little feet. You need a different bed in your shoes. Your boss is a jerk, don't you think you deserve a shot at working off those working girl blues? There's a cold beer out there with your name on it, dance floor waiting for you if you want it. All you need to do is get off of that stool, grab a country boy by the hand, do a little two-step and some real redneck into a rockin' little country band. Don't worry about life, don't worry about the money, honey. All you gotta do is, all you gotta do is hang. Go on, let your hair down, get yourself another round. You found your Friday night attitude. The bus coming and that guitar strum until all the screws are coming loose. Dropping down to the floor, hands up to the ceiling. Do it till you feel the feel good feeling. All you need to do is get off of that stool, grab a country boy by the hand, do a little two-step and some real redneck into a rockin' little country band. Don't worry about life, don't worry about the money, honey. All you gotta do is, all you gotta do is dance. Country boy by the hand, do a little two-step and some real redneck into a rockin' little country band. Don't worry about life, don't worry about the money, honey. All you gotta do is, don't worry about life, don't worry about the money, honey. All you gotta do is, all you gotta do is dance.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Coming up, Riverdale hosts Darlington at Pickering Park in Muscadet in area baseball. We look forward to bringing the game your way, courtesy of our area sponsors, and following today's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. The fall season is here. From hunting to farming to your next adventure, make it better with a new Can-Am. Through October, we're clearing out 2023 models from Defender, Commander, Maverick, and Outlander. With huge factory rebates and our massive in-house discounts, save up to $3,000 on select Can-Am models or opt for promotional financing to qualified buyers. Supply is limited, so stop by today at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center, or Vitesnik.com.
Earlier today, I talked with Riverdale head coach Kirk Thompson about his team so far as they get ready for a big game today against Darlington.
This is a big game. Darlington's surged into the top spot in the conference right now with a 10-2 record, and Mineral Point's at 9-2, so they're basically tied. And we're one game behind them, so we're at 8-3. So, yeah, this is a huge game. You know, if we have hopes for competing for the conference championship, we need to somehow pull this one off tonight.
And what else do you have left to play after tonight's game in the conference?
After tonight, we play Iver Grant on Thursday at home and Cuba City on Friday at home. So we got a nice little homestand coming up. So I know the guys are, you know, ready to go and enthusiastic about it, and it's nice to have this opportunity, and we'll see what happens.
We've had some up and downs with the weather, but I think, you know, basically we have those every year. This is a time when the weather kind of straightens out, doesn't it?
Usually, hopefully, yeah. It usually does. You know, you always have those rainouts and all that. This year, maybe a little more than in the past, but somehow you find a way to get all your games in, or most of them anyway, and today should be a beautiful night for baseball here at Riverdale, and it should be a really good baseball game.
Are these important games this week for seeding purposes for the Chieftains?
This one is, yeah, because tomorrow night, Wednesday night, the 15th, is our seeding meeting. So you want to get this one, you know, if possible, to help your seed. And it should be an interesting meeting. We're going a little bit different direction this year. We're heading to the southeastern part of the state. So we'll probably see some different teams down the road possibly. So it should be interesting.
Will you have as many common opponents with teams in that area, Kurt?
Not as many, no. Iowa Grant's in there, Southwestern from our conference is in there, so those two. And Highland, we did play a non-conference this year. But other than that, a lot of this are Six Rivers teams. And then you had, you know, if you were somehow make it into sectionals and that, you go all the way to the southeast corner. So not a lot of common opponents there.
Riverdale baseball coach Kurt Thompson on the pregame show.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's internet has gotten incredibly faster. Get an extra kick in your internet performance with speeds up to 100 megabytes. Call us for telephone, higher speed internet, and digital television packages. For reliable telecommunication services with support from local technicians you can trust, contact Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative at 537-2461.
Kurt Thompson, head coach of Riverdale, joins us. Kurt, is the team progressing like you hoped they would at this point in the season?
Oh, for sure. I think we've come a long ways. I think the guys have done a great job. We've had some really tight games and faced some adversity, but I think the thing that we're most proud of is the way our guys have stuck together as a team, held a positive, mental positive attitude, and have been supportive of one another. And that gives us a lot of enthusiasm as we head down this home stretch.
You've had some big wins this year. What do you think the biggest has been so far?
Well, yeah, a lot of big ones. I think probably last Friday when we beat Mineral Point 3-2 down at Mineral Point was a big one. They were there in first place. We needed to have that if we had any hopes for contending for the conference. And I thought we played really well because that's a really busy week. We had Darlington on Monday and lost a tough one that day, but bounced back to beat Fenimore on Tuesday, and then came back to pick up the big one against Point on Friday. I think so far that's been the big one.
What about the bats? Are they picking up? You'd always like more hits, but is it kind of picking up a little bit?
Yeah, we're coming along. You don't want to peak too early, but we've had some consistent hitting. I think you take a look at guys like Chase Chitwood and Andre Tainer and Logan Cagle have been consistent most of the year. And we have other guys in the lineup that are coming along, and I'm really confident that our hitting will pick up a little bit. But when it comes down to baseball, yeah, you got to have the timely hits, but it usually comes down to those crunch time games to pitching and defense, and I think that could be our strong point.
Yeah, especially when you get into some of these games for conference, and then also when you get into the tournament as well, hits are a little bit harder to come by sometimes, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. When you get into these big-time games, you're facing really quality pitching, and teams play excellent defense, and you're going to have to earn what you get. And that's why, like, just making contact, a quality at-bat, or bunting, sacrifice bunts, moving runners along, are huge. And then, of course, on the flip side is just the idea of the pitch count. You got to limit your pitches. You got to avoid walks. You got to avoid errors. And if you can do those two things, you're going to be right in the game when the game comes to a close.
Sounds good, Kurt. Good luck as you get ready for Darlington tonight.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
That's Riverdale head baseball coach Kurt Thompson on the pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to Riverdale's Pickering Park. Tonight is a great game between the Darlington Redbirds and the Riverdale Chieftains. SWAL battle coming in with an 11-6 overall record, 10-2 in the conference, Darlington, and for Riverdale, 8-3 in the conference, a game off the pace for second place, and 11-7 overall. It's a rematch of a game that was played in Darlington a week ago, and Riverdale fell in that game. And it was a game in which the Chieftains had a nice lead but couldn't hold it down the stretch. So the loss goes to Riverdale a week ago, 6-5, and the Chieftains try to avenge it tonight. We'll have the starting lineups for you and the first inning play-by-play in a moment. This is High School Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Right now we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Here's a look at tonight's starting lineup for Riverdale on the defense. On the mound, right-hander Logan Cagle. Chase Chitwood is behind the plate. Emmett Drone is playing first. Wyatt Storms at second. The shortstop is Carson Kenyon. And Landon Bob plays at third base. The Chieftains in the outfield tonight. Ethan Bumkamp in left. Andre Tainter in center. And Talon Childs in right field. Now here's a look at the Darlington batting order. Leading off, number 44, left fielder Ty Crist. Batting second, Maddox Goble, number one, the center fielder. Number three, Braylon Goble is catching and hitting third. The cleanup hitter is Reagan Jackson, number eight, at shortstop. Gage Banfield, number 22, is doing the pitching tonight. Zeke Zuberbühler, number four, and playing at the fourth position, the second baseman. Talon Crist, number 20, is in right field, hitting seventh. Hitting eight, number nine, Dante Glendenning, he is playing at third base. And also Carson Mosley is in left field, and he is playing first base. That's a check of the lineups here tonight prior to game time at Pickering Park. It's a beautiful night for baseball here. The field has been all slickly groomed and the grass looks good. And the Chieftains on their home field trying to defend the home turf against visiting Darlington. Very similar records, as we pointed out a moment ago. Redbirds are coached by Brad Solberg, assisted by Brad Schlem. Ty Crist stands in. He's a right-handed batter getting set here against Logan Cagle. And here is the first pitch of the ball game from the windup. There's the pitch, and it's low. One ball and no strikes. Crist in the Darlington colors, red sleeves and the dark with the red lettering. Chieftains in the home, gray and maroon. Cagle from the windup. Here comes the pitch, and it's going to be called a strike. One ball and one strike to the hitter. A lot of place for you here tonight. Lots of good concessions at the snack bar tonight. And some good baseball. 1-1 swung and fell back, and it's strike two. One ball and two strikes. Chieftains just kind of been getting better. They always do, it seems like, kind of sneaking up toward the end of the year, and all of a sudden they're hanging around the top spots in the SWAL. Big win over Mineral Point last Friday night. Here's a chopper toward third. Down the line, that's a foul ball. Just by a foot or so on the other side of the third base bag. So Ty Crist is back to do it again as the ball is retrieved from the left field line. Not a lot of wind to factor in tonight, just a little bit of a breeze blowing out toward left field. 1-2 offering from Cagle, awaiting Crist back in the batter's box, and there he is from the windup. Here comes the pitch. That one swung on and missed, and there is one away.
Number one, Maddox Goble.
One up and one down. Maddox Goble, the center fielder, will be the batter. Deep to infield responding, taking a step back now at each position. And Goble standing in, also a right-handed batter. Cagle from the windup, and Logan deals. That one is taken for a ball outside. One ball, no strikes to the hitter. Cagle ready, kicks and fires. That one hangs high. Two balls and no strikes. Not a lot of days of school left. How many, Sarah? Like 10, 12? Oh, here's the pitch. Popped up, and it is out of play. So single digits for students then. All right. Wow. Hard to believe. Oh, that's right. Riverdale did start a little early this year before Labor Day. 2-1 offering. Cagle from the windup. There's the pitch. Chopped over the pitcher's head in the center field for a base hit. Darlington comes in with a first hit of the game. And Goble rounds first for the Birds. And now heads back to first base. One on, one away. Braylon Goble, the catcher, will be the hitter. Emmett Drone will be playing the first base bag. Runner at first. Cagle checks the runner. Logan back and ready from the belt. There's the pitch. Ripped well in the air to center field. Andre Tainer heading back, but he's got it measured and hauls it in for out number two. Andre does a good job of patrolling out there in the outfield. So Reagan Jackson will be the batter. Checks the sign with Coach Solberg over at third base. And now gets ready. Jackson with a runner at first base. Cagle concerned a little bit with the runner. Checks first, now throws to Emmett Drone. The runner is back in time. Sounds like rain in the forecast for Thursday, which that might give some ADs gray hairs. Not too many chances to make them up here at the end. Some teams trying to get them in. Here's the pitch with the runner going. It's a ball down low. Throw to second base, not in time. Head first slide. Maddox Goble has a stolen base. A man in scoring position for the Redbirds now with two away in the opening inning. Sounds like a pretty good chance of showers. Opening round of the WIA softball tournament for some teams. Others will have byes until next Tuesday. Runner leads at second. The pitch bounced toward third down the line, and it scoots into left field. Here comes Goble around third being waved. Throw home, not in time, and the runner goes to second base on the play. So it's 1-0 Darlington as Goble scores. And the batter will be Gage Banfield. Gage, the pitcher for the Redbirds, hitting with two away. Now being back, heading back to the dugout, looks like he might be looking for a different bat. Now he's ready. Banfield, number 22, standing in for the right side. And the pitch inside, I believe it hit him. And, yes, he'll get first base hit by a pitch. So, two aboard, two away, and here is Zeke Zuberbühler. Cagle trying to get out of it here. Now there's a courtesy runner coming out for the Redbirds. It's number 12, Aiden Dempsey. So Dempsey is on to run at first base. Arlington's first inning continues. Cagle checking the sign. Runners lead at 1-2. Here comes the pitch. Fouled off, out of play. Strike one. Fans curious but well-behaved, sitting in the shade here today. And the sunshine, we're available. Nice to have the sun. Nothing in one. Hagel eyes the runner at second. Backs him off by a couple of paces. Here comes the pitch. Hopped toward right field. Childs going over along the line, going a long way, and it's out of play. Thought would have left the bat. He might have a bead on it along the foul fence, but it was just a long strike. Nothing and two to the batter. And the runners will retreat. Darlington trying to extend this top half of the first inning. They already have a run to their credit and threatening for more. Chase Chitwood getting the target up. Cagle to the belt, checks second. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. That one got away back to the screen. The runners are going to move to second and third now. Jackson to third, Banfield at second on a wild pitch. One ball and two strikes to Zuberbühler. Runners lead at 2-3. Hagel to the belt. Here's the kick and the pitch. And a swing and a miss. They got him. Riverdale works out of a little bit of a jam here in the inning. But Darlington does score a run. They do it with the aid of one hit. There was one error, two left on. After a half inning, Darlington 1, Riverdale coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It feels really good when you find someone who wants to help you feel really good. Dr. Victor Benson of Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet is helping people of all ages, from babies to their great-grandparents, feel better and get more out of life. Whether you're experiencing back or neck pain, headaches, or you've been in a car accident, or maybe you're just trying to get healthy and want to be on the right vitamins. Remember, Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet, your partner in achieving your everyday wellness goals.
Spring into action with Riverway Trucking and Hackle Construction. From dirt and gravel hauling to site bulldozing, they've got you covered. Their reliable dump trucks and flatbeds ensure your materials are transported safely and efficiently. Call them at 608-739-3310 for all of your hauling needs in Muscadet. Wishing the best to local athletes this spring.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Here is the Riverdale batting order. Carson Kenyon, the shortstop, will lead it off. He's number two. Number four, Chase Chitwood, the catcher, hits second. Emmett Drone, number 10, is at first base, hitting third. Andre Tainer, number 24, the center fielder, bats cleanup. Logan Cagill, number 8, is pitching and hitting in the fifth spot. Talon Childs, number 6, is the right fielder, hitting sixth. Also, Wyatt Storms hits seventh, wearing number 3 and playing second base. Landon Bob, number 29, is playing third base and hitting 8. And the number 9 hitter, the designated hitter, Michael Kernan, on the other side of the score sheet is Ethan Baumkamp, number 23, who is the left fielder. Gage Banfield on for Darlington as the bottom half of the first gets underway. Braylon Goble behind the plate for the Redbirds. Here's the first pitch of the bottom half of the inning, and it's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Nice pitch by Banfield. Back on the hill here and working to the Chieftains in the opening inning. From the windup, here's the pitch. That one hangs high, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. Carson Mosley is at first. Zeke Zuberbühler at second. Reagan Jackson, the shortstop, and Dante Glendening is at third. Here's the pitch. Down low. 2-1. The Darlington outfield. Ty Crist in left field. Maddox Goble in center. Talon Crest in right field. Here is the 2-1 offering, taken low for ball three. And the count goes to 3-1. Outfield, straight away in all fields for the leadoff hitter for the Chieftains. Hitters count 3-1. The pitch bounced toward the middle, in there for a base hit. And Carson Kenyon leads off. He is on at first base, and the tying run is there for the Chieftains. That'll bring up Chase Chitwood, the catcher. So the Chieftains got something going right off the bat. Chase is a left-handed batter. Gage Banfield looking in for the target. Eyes the runner at first base. Here comes the pitch. That one swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Lots of action going on tonight. Conference track and field. Riverdale track team did well yesterday at their conference meet. Throw to first and the runner is back in time. They were having a practice here a little bit ago. Southwest Conference today at River Valley. Scenic Bluffs at Royal. Ridge and Valley at Kickapoo. Throw to first again, and the runner is back in time. They're having some good weather for the conference meets. They're not used to that. They get overheated today, huh? Temperatures in the mid-60s or a little better. Nothing in one pitch. There is the deal outside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1. Mosley playing the bag for the Redbirds as Carson Kenyon gets a couple of bases off. 1-1 offering from Banfield. And here it is. This one ripped toward left field. Down the line, the left fielder, Crist, is over. Makes a running grab. Is he in play? He grabbed it, and that is going to be an out. So he got there before the fence in the out-of-play area. 1-0, and the batter will be Drone. Drone playing first base today. And now is in, taps the plate, and gets ready. Carson Kenyon still at first base. Banfield eyes the runner at first. Pitch for the runner going. It's a strike. Throw to second is also a strike. The slap tag not in time. Kenyon got around it with a stolen base. That throw from Braylon Goble was pretty well on the money. Good jump by Kenyon, and now he's in scoring position, representing the tying run for Riverdale, trailing 1-0 in the bottom of the first with one away. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch to Emmett. It's high. Ball one. 1-1. Runner tags and now gets a bit of a lead at second base. Banfield back to the belt and set. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. First base side and out of play. 1-2. Getting with good speed at second base for the Chieftains. Trying to get around and down the line. 1-2. Drone awaits. Here comes the pitch. It's taken for a ball. Count falls to 2-2 to the hitter. Brewers playing ball later tonight. Game number 2 of the Pirates series after a loss last night. Bowers with a grand slam for Milwaukee in a valiant effort to come back. 2-2 pitch. That one's high. Ball three. 3-2 to the hitter. Ethan's trying to have a long first inning here as well. Darlington in the top part of the inning. Then a total of 6 to the plate. Full count offering. Here it is to Emmett Drone, and that's taken for ball four outside, evidently, and he takes a pass to first base. 2 aboard, only 1 away, and Andre
Number
Tainer.
Number 24, Andre Tainer.
Tainer, the center fielder. umpiring crew tonight. A couple of veteran guys that have been around for a little while. We have, I'm missing him here on my sheet. Robert Boyle and Jeff Ostheimer. They've been around for a long time. I was trying to think of their names without looking at the paper, but sometimes that doesn't always click. There's a strike to the batter, nothing in one. Almost all umpires are veteran umpires that we see, which is a good thing. Here's the pitch, changeup hit toward third. Glove there by the third baseman. Foot race to the bag, and he got there just in time. Glenn Denning got there to tag the bag just before Carson Kenyon, and that is out number two. Emmett Drone goes to second. Andre Tainter at number first on the fielder's choice, and here is the pitcher, Logan Cagle. Runners at first and second for the Chieftains. Bottom half of the first. Tying run at second. Here's Banfield's pitch, and it's taken inside. One ball and no strikes. I know every year when the WIA tournament rolls around, we run some public service announcements at that time, and they're always looking for people to get certified to umpire games. 1-0, here's the pitch. Ripped behind short. Going back is Jackson, and he's got it from the shortstop position for out number three, and that will do it for the Chieftains. In the inning, no runs and a hit, no errors, two stranded. One in the books here at Pickering Park, Darlington 1, Riverdale nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
It's the top of the second inning. Talon Crist is in, and here's the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Talon is hitting seventh for Darlington, and then it's Dante Glendenning and Carson Mosley. 1-0, Darlington. Cagle ready to work. The 0-1 offering, he kicks and pitches. Swing and a miss, strike two. 0-2 to the batter. Outfield straight away in all fields for the hitter here. Cagle from the windup. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched to shallow left field. The left fielder's got to come out a long way. Running grab, and he got it. Nice play by Ethan Baumkamp. Made a catch at the knees for out number one. This will bring up Dante Glendenning for the Redbirds. Darlington has had some baseball teams over the years, well, good athletes in general, obviously. I think you think about football right off the gate and the wrestling. They've had some good wrestlers over the years. Swing and a miss, and, well, boys basketball, you go right down the line. They've had success. Baseball, they're not bad this year. Again, fighting for the top spot with a couple of losses. Here's the pitch, strike called, 0-2. Darlington and Mineral Point cruising up at the top with, I think Mineral Point might be one game back in the win column. Swing and a miss, And quickly, there are two away. Glenn Denning goes down. Three strikeouts for Logan Cagle. And Riverdale comes in at 8-3. So the Chieftains, if they could get a victory here today, and I know Pearl Point still has a doubleheader with Fenimore, I believe it is. Here's the pitch, bounced sharply to shortstop. Getting it now is Kenyon. The throw over to Drone, and it's a quick inning. 1-2-3 for the Redbirds. A 6-3 put out. Ends out the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. One and a half in the books, I should say, and it is 1-0 Darlington, leading the Riverdale Chieftains. An SWAL baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat. Code of Lone Rock.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Leading off in the bottom of the second for Riverdale, Talon Childs. Here's the pitch, and it's down low. 1 ball and no strikes from Gage Banfield. 1-0. Darlington leading, bottom of two here at beautiful, sunny Pickering Park. 1-0 pitch. It's taken down low for ball two. Childs, then Wyatt Storms, and Landon Bob. Banfield checking the target from Goble. Here's the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. 2-1 to the batter. Darlington with that overall record. Same number of wins as Riverdale, 11 apiece. Here's the pitch. That is a ball outside, and the count goes to 3-1. Riverdale trying to pick one out. Had a hit in the opening inning. Banfield from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Strike two. Childs with a good cut. Good healthy swing on that one. The WIAA girls softball tournament begins as early as Thursday night. There are a few teams in the area that will be playing. Banfield is in. And here's the pitch. It is called a strike, and Childs is gone. One away in the second inning. That's the first strikeout for the Darlington right-hander. Wyatt Storms will be the batter.
Number three, Wyatt Storms.
Wyatt will dig in from the right-hand side, and the Redbirds get set on defense. Banfield from the windup. The pitch is low. 1 ball and no strikes. Home talent baseball getting underway this weekend as well with the Muscadet Mudcats game on Saturday afternoon during the Mushroom Festival. 1-0 count, swung on, chopped toward the middle. Cut off a shortstop. Jackson comes up, fires his strike, and that is in time. Two up, two down in the Riverdale order. And that will bring up Landon Bob, number 29. For the Chieftains.
Number 29, Landon Bob.
Hitting number 8 in the lineup for Coach Kurt Thompson. Banfield looking in to Goble for the target. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Good pitch. Good cut by Bob. Sometimes players will stand there and watch a pitch. Maybe they have a take sign, but sometimes you get a good first pitch, go at it. There is strike two. Landon Bob gets a good second pitch that time and takes a look at that one from Banfield. It's nothing and two to the Riverdale third baseman. From the windup, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Low. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Outfield keeping the chatter up for Darlington. Two away and a two-strike pitch coming up. From the windup, here's Banfield's pitch. Swing and a miss. They got him, and that'll do it for the Chieftains. Quick-like here in the second inning. Two strikeouts and a ground out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and zero left on. We go to the third today. Darlington leads it 1-0 over the Chieftains on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Are you looking to make a difference in your community? Whether you're a student between the ages of 13 to 18 looking to gain valuable experience, a retiree wanting to give back, or simply someone with a heart for service, there's a place for you at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. To learn more about volunteer opportunities and how you can get involved, contact our volunteer program coordinator. Make a difference by volunteering with the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
100.9 WRCO. It's the top of the third inning. 1-0 Darlington in the lead, and Ty Crist, representing the top of the order, will lead off for the Redbirds against Logan Cagle. Here we go. Logan from the windup. There is the pitch, and it's outside for ball one. 1-0 to Crist, then Maddox Goble and Braylon Goble. Cagle winds and fires. That is a check swing at a ball low. And it is two balls and no strikes. Seeding meeting, of which Riverdale is a part of, will be held tomorrow night. I believe that is the deadline. Baseball's deadline a little bit quicker than softball's. Softball didn't get done seeding until Sunday. Here's the pitch down low for ball three. 3-0. Crist was a strikeout victim his first time up. Logan Cagle's got to come back through the count now. Try and work himself back in. 3-0, here's the pitch. Inside, backed him away, ball four. So Darlington has a base runner leading off the third. First walk given up by Logan.
Number one, Maddox Goble.
Maddox Goble will be the batter. He has singled and scored the game's only run. Crist with a slight lead at first base. Cagle checks. Now ready from the belt. Now throws to first, and the runner is back in time. Logan with about a half-speed throw over there. A lot of times a pitcher will come back with a I-mean-business throw in the next throw. Here's the pitch. There's a strike to the batter. Nothing in one to Goble. Darlington stole a base last time they were in this situation. It was this very runner, Maddox Goble, who stole the base and then eventually scored on an error. That's Darlington got its first run and only run. Throw to first, and the runner's back in time. Now it pops away, and the runner's going to move towards second. There's the throw, not in time. They get a head-first sliding Ty Crist. So there's another runner in scoring position for the Redbirds. Third inning, runner at second. Time out for the second base bag to be re-secured. And we're set to go again. Goebel up from the right-hand side. Cagle with the pitch fouled off and out of play. So 0-2 to the batter. We'll get some happy fans up to try to find that baseball. Boy, when it hits the track, it really bounces. 0-2 pitch to Maddox Goebel with Ty Crist leading at second base for the Redbirds. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward short. Deep in the hole, they're going to go to first, and oh, not in time. Safe is the call. Very close play here at first base, so there'll be runners at the corners. And the batter will be Braylon Goebel. Two aboard, nobody out for the Redbirds in the third. Carson Kenyon looked to third base for just a moment. Ty Crist had taken off. Thought he might have a chance to get in. That might have been just enough hesitation so the runner could beat it out over here at first. Pitch for the runner going. First to second is a strike. No throw to second. The runner holds on at third. And a stolen base for Darlington. Nothing in one on Braylon Goebel. He flew out to center fielder Andre Tainer his first time up. Runners lead at 2-3 for Logan Cagle. And here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. We will have a special edition of the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update following the game here tonight. You let Michael Hernan take over, and we'll be highlighting the Riverdale seniors and what their future plans are after high school. Nothing in two. Cagle is ready. There's the pitch. Inside and hit him, and the bases are loaded. Braylon Goebel heads down to first base, second hit batsman today. And the Redbirds have loaded him up with no one out. Reagan Jackson will be the batter. He reached on an error last time. Redbirds have got something going here. Riverdale in a bit of a jam. There is a force at any base in the third inning. Cagle to the belt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one to the hitter. Runners retreat and now get their leads. Cagle says yes to the sign. Two-strike pitch, swing, and a miss. Actually, that was only a one-strike pitch. This is strike two now. Having trouble reading my own pen smudges. Runners lead at 1-2-3, the 0-2 from Cagle. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third. They're going to come home with it. Throw to the catcher covering in time. Back to first. Not in time. And now the runner takes a wide turn at third. And Emmett Drone does a good job. Runs it back to the pitcher. And everybody gets back to their respective bags. So the Chieftains successful in getting that lead runner. That's a 5-2 put out. Landon Bob to Chase Chitwood. On the play, Maddox Goebel goes to third. Braylon Goebel at second. Reagan Jackson at first on the fielder's choice. And here is Gage Banfield, the pitcher. Here's the deal. That is going to be outside for a ball. One away. Darlington leading 1-0. We're at the top of the third inning of SWAL baseball today. Logan back to the belt. The 1-0 pitch taken for a strike. That one grazed the outside corner of the plate. Riverdale playing up the middle for a possible double play ball. That would be a huge one. 1-1 offering the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Banfield going around with all kind of might on that one. Runners lead at 1-2 and 3. The 1-2 offering, there's the pitch, and the count is even. It's high. Two balls and two strikes. Runners tag. Now get brief leads, and Logan Cagle back to the belt with a 2-2 offering. There's the pitch, swing, and a miss, and that's a big out. Two away here in the inning. Fourth strikeout recorded by Logan. Zeke Zuberbühler will be the batter. He was a strikeout victim his first time up back in the first inning. So Riverdale an out away from getting out of it here without giving up a run. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Darlington had the bases loaded and no one out. Now it's two outs. Base is still loaded. To the belt. Cagle with the pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike. Outfield straight away in all fields. Infield in a little bit. Could get a play up the middle or any old way to get out of it. 1-1 fouled off and out of play. Over toward the track field again. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes to the hitter. We're in the top of the third inning. Darlington trying to add to its 1-0 lead here on the Chieftains. Runners get their leads at 1-2 and 3. Cagle to the belt. And the 1-2 offering is swung on and missed, and Riverdale gets out of it. Darlington had loaded the bases, but they strand them in the inning. No runs and a hit. No errors. Three left aboard. We go to the bottom of the third. Redbirds 1, Chieftains nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
All-American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee-branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. AllAmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Bottom of the third here at Pickering Park. Michael Hernan stands in, takes a look at his strike. He'll be followed by Carson Kenyon and Chase Chitwood. 1-0 Redbirds in the lead. Bottom of three here at Pickering. Hernan, the senior DH for the Chieftains, takes a look at strike two. Ethan Baumkamp, the left fielder, hitting in the other side of the score sheet here today. Hernan, the DH, hitting ninth and then the top of the order. Here comes the next pitch. That is taken for a strike, and there is one away. Banfield with three strikeouts now. Kenyon has singled for Riverdale's only hit today, stepping up here for the second time. Banfield has now retired five in a row, dating back to the first inning. The pitch is in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Couple of swings and the batter back in. Banfield from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, hit this way, and down the line against the broadcast booth for strike one. One ball and one strike. You notice that I didn't even flinch. Nerves of steel up here. One ball and one strike. Banfield with the next pitch. See, it's a little bit low at outside. 2-1. Raylan Goble, the catcher for the Redbirds. Banfield sailing along